Look at John chapter 16. We've talked about names and famous people. There isn't any name any greater than the name of Jesus. Jesus said in 16:23, in that day. Now he's talking about after his resurrection when he ascends to the Father's right hand. You know that from verse 21. A woman when she has travail hath sorrow. The word sorrow in the scripture always means pain. Because her hour is come, but as soon as she's delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish. Jesus is fixing to face the anguish of the cross. But not only the anguish of the cross, you remember, he's going to descend into places of torment with our sins in order to face the devil and totally defeat him. The devil's not been eliminated. He has been defeated. He will rise up and try to dominate and control your life, but in the mighty name of Jesus, you're the one in charge, one person under God's name. In that day, verse 23, the day of his resurrection, the day when he's seated at the Father's right hand, you shall ask me nothing. Now that indicates they had never prayed in the name of Jesus before. That's standard procedure with us. It's very, very scriptural. Pray, dear Father, I come in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter, you start with the name, end with the name. I like to start with the name. I like to say, Father, I'm coming in Jesus' name. You know, if you went to somebody and you visited them, if I sent you somewhere, that would be the first thing you said, I've come because Becky sent me. So I want the Father to know, even though he knows, that I know his business in Jesus' name. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Whatever you ask in my name. Now, if you go to the Lord's Prayer, you'll find out the name of Jesus is not mentioned. So Jesus said, there's coming a day to use my name, meaning they hadn't used it yet. The name of Jesus has not yet the power and the authority that it's going to have after the resurrection. That's why we talk so much in leading up to this lesson. All of those other lessons led up to the seed I think we can plant today, if the Lord will help us, and I believe he will. The name of Jesus had authority and power after the resurrection that it didn't have before. Jesus was his earthly name. It says, you shall name him Jesus, and it tells you what Jesus means. He shall save his people from his sins. That's in Matthew chapter 1. There's coming a day when the name of Jesus can be used in great power and in great authority, and it's in that name you pray. Now, when you work with your children, don't teach them to pray to Jesus because you establish a habit pattern that's wrong that will harm them in the long run. If I tell you 1 and 1 is 3 and I think, oh, you know, eventually she'll learn it's not really 3. It's very difficult to uproot some things. You've found that out. Now, the scripture is very clear. We don't ask anything of Jesus. You can talk to him. You can love him. You can fellowship with him, and you should. But you always address the Father. And when your children say, dear Jesus, help them over time to know that they have a wonderful Father in heaven, and to say, dear Father. Well, you can say that because of the name of Jesus. If you read the Lord's Prayer, no mention of that name, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You go through the entire prayer. It doesn't say in Jesus' name. And Jesus here is telling him, there's coming a day when you'll use my name. Well, we need to think about what made the difference. What made the difference in the name? Now look at John 14. Let me show you something else. This verse is often, verse 13, used about prayer, but it doesn't refer to prayer. I'll show you the difference. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Now, when it talks about prayer, it says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, the Father answers. You ask the Father, and the Father answers. Prayer is addressed to the Father, and the Father answers. He's not talking about prayer here. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. He's talking about responding to his own name. When you do the works of God, and you say in Jesus' name, Jesus responds or answers to his name. You don't have power, you have authority. Oh, what a difference it makes if we understand that. A policeman standing at an intersection has authority. If you want to run over him, if you choose to be mean and ugly, you can run over him. You don't have ability. You do have authority. You have that assignment. That policeman has that assignment, but he doesn't have great ability. But if you run over that policeman, all of the ability available will come for you. There is behind that one man in the intersection great ability. And you see that on television where the police gather and they bring these marvelous dogs. And they're out about the business of government. And there's great ability there. But one policeman just has authority. He just represents the state or represents the city, and he has authority. Well, Jesus gave you his name, and you have authority. You don't have the ability. What a relief. I mean, you're not trying to do this by yourself. This is not your thing. It's God's thing, and he's going to do it through you. Well, when I say, when we were in Africa, you know, I'm pretty sturdy. I can eat all things. I don't like fish.